Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why was Blank the worst person to live with? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Carrie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
So mine's not that violent, but it started with a lifelong friend. Our dads had worked together. We'd played sports together, catch up to college. My boyfriend was away at college. She had just graduated. So I was actually staying at home trying to cash away money. And she came home and, you know, was like, come on, let's get an apartment together. So I was like, okay, time to grow up. Let's do it. So do that. She has a boyfriend, so I give them the big room with a walk-in closet, all that.
Yeah.
I had saved up some money, so I got some furniture, and I furnished the apartment, this, that, and the other thing. Well, I had a parrot, and she knew that, and I knew the responsibility of having a parrot. He was very loud, and so made sure she was okay with that. Okay, we're both gone during the day at work, so it should be just fine. So everything was fine at first. Then her boyfriend kind of slowly moved in, which I was totally cool with him. He was fine, but he was there during the day a little bit more. So my parrot was a lot more vocal. Back up a little bit. I had also checked in with the neighbors before saying, hey, I have a parrot. If anything, if he's loud, please, contact me. Let me know.
Are parrots so loud that you actually need to let neighbors know?
Yeah. And I had a Malakian, and they're known to be very vocal. And so
they do the hoochie coochie.
It's almost worse than that.
All right.
And they have certain tones, and if they know you react to that tone, they'll do that more.
Ah, okay.
So I was just trying to stay ahead of the ball, And so long story short, I get a call from our landlord. And again, there's only three apartments that are connected to ours because we're on the end. And she says, well, I wanted to let you know I had a complaint about your parrot. And I'm thinking this is crazy because I pretty much know everybody and I babysit the people underneath us, their cat. So, I'm very familiar with them and they would be the ones who would really hear it. So I said, okay, no problem. I'll, deal with this. And I went and I talked to each individual neighbor and I looked at their facial expressions and I believed them. They were like, no, we didn't, because a lot of people might not want to admit that they called and complained.
Sure.
And they were like, no, not us. And so I called the landlord back and I said, hey, I just wanted to let you know I tried to mitigate this. And I talked to the neighbors and everybody was like, it wasn't us. And the landlord kind of took a second. She said, well, I didn't want to say anything originally, but I'm 99% sure it was your roommate who called.
And oh, my God.
And she thought that I would just go, oh, okay, I'll get rid of my parrot, that I've had for 15 years. And so I didn't say anything. I just played it cool. We were then having a holiday party at our apartment. One by one, everybody kept coming up going, why is she like, she's just like nitpicking at everything about you. End of the night, I said, she had a couple cocktails. So I thought maybe she'll tell me the truth now. And basically she literally said, I'm beginning to hate you because I hate your parrot so much. Instead of wanting to talk to me. She still to this day doesn't know that I know that happened. She moved out before our lease was up. I got another roommate within a month.
Are you still in contact with this woman?
Yeah. And we've been friends for, like I said, I am lucky enough to grow up in the same town, my whole life. And yeah, I see her and it's very awkward. I wouldn't trust her any farther than I could throw her, but
let me ask you this. So she leaves.
Yeah.
First thing you do, you move into the bigger bedroom, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Just checking. Right.
How long? So you had had the parrot for 15 years at the point that you guys move in together. How much longer did you have that parrot?
I had him until he was 25. They normally live to be 75 or so. So I was planning on that. Unfortunately, he passed away. I came home one day and he had passed away on the bottom of his cage.
Wait a minute. You would
try not to cry.
Hold on.
He may have had some sort of brain hemorrhage.
You had planned for this thing to live the full. So in other words, you expected to grow old with this parrot.
Yes. And then you also plan for somebody, you know, if I get, and something happens to me, somebody will take care of it.
That was the question I was going to ask you.
The parrot godfather.
Who is the person you believe would want the parrot? You already said, look, they're abnormally loud. You know, they do their thing. I'm sure it's a fine animal. But who do you think would have been happy to be like, hey, you're getting Carrie's parrot? Because I'm going to tell you now, I'd be pissed.
It wouldn't have been a gift. It would have been who would have been willing to find it a good home.
Well, it takes
a very particular person.
But you already have that person.
You know?
You already had that person when you had the parrot, right? You knew who was going to be the person. If you got in a car wreck or something like that, you didn't
I
have that
didn't,
person?
But I knew that I had people in my life who would find him a good home.
Okay. Do you really think so? Like, I'd like to think that about my friends.
I'm a big animal person, so I get a lot of my people in.
Hey, look, I would tell you that too. Like, hey, Carrie, no, man, take my word for it. Anything happens to you, I'll take care of your parrot. Well, then the day comes or something tragic happened to Carrie, and I'm thinking,
Carrie,
look, man, she's not going to know.
You slip in a kitchen, right? I don't know what's going on. You slip in a kitchen, you bang your head.
I'm not kidding, but
I walk in the door.
I used to say because I want to be cremated, I used to say, there's highly likely it's going to smell like chicken when I get cremated, because I don't know if anybody would be willing to do that.
You think they would throw your parrot into the flames with you?
I hope they would euthanize him
first.
So deep down you knew, hey, ma'am, if I die before you, you're going to end up dying with me. They'll throw you into the flames.
Somebody would take it, though.
I really didn't think that would happen, but I did joke about it because he was high maintenance.
My friend's parents have a parrot, and when I met it, I was like, why'd you get a parrot? And the dad was like, I didn't. It's my buddy's. He died unexpected, so now we have a parrot.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Did he sound bitter about it, or was it just like, yeah? You know, sometimes...
Nah, they were just kind of used to it now, and it was like a good family friend.
Okay.
That would be a weird thing to introduce in your life.
I mean, just
if you're not a parrot person, but lo and behold, something like that would happen. The next thing you know, you look over and you're like, I got a goddamn parrot.
Right. You can take someone's dog. Because you're just more mentally prepared for what they are.
I've never even heard the story. It would be unfortunate, but I've never heard the story of the godfather or the godparent stepping in of anybody.
Oh, you mean when things go down?
Anybody.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, would you be my child's godfather? Like, hell yeah. I realize there's zero obligation. I don't even care. Yeah. It doesn't even mean anything for me. You know what I mean?
But, right.
Will I do it? Sure. What the hell is going to happen? Because, okay, let's just assume that you and whoever that you're with, something terrible happens, all right? And you're not around anymore. I'm not taking your kid.
All right, like, let me give you a scenario.
Your grandmother's going to take the kid.
Here's
your
scenario.
Mom's going to take the kid. Like, I'm never taking the kid.
It's a married couple, all right? Mm-hmm. Both of them are single children. Both of them, their parents have since passed on.
Sure.
They get into a tragic accident together.
I've never heard of this.
They don't have uncles.
I know.
They don't have aunts. They don't have grandparents.
This is a
they
movie.
They got family
this
friends now, and that family friend, that See, godfather is Miles Montgomery.
This is a TV show, because that's how incredibly unlikely this is.
But what if it happens? Now you're stuck with a kid.
It's a TV show because it would never happen.
But Miles is right. I think back in the day that was true, but like I'm a godparent to two different kids, and I was like, you don't really expect me to take... They were like, no.
It's just a title. It's a title.
Send him a gift.
Right. I'm just wondering if it's ever really happened. Now, I know plenty of people...
That are godparents.
Who have been in foster homes, you know, growing up. For one reason or another, situationally, based on things like that.
Sure.
They had godparents.
Oh, no. Oh. You cannot say that you're a godparent to a kid in a foster home.
Yeah.
Because that is the worst statement you could make.
Oh, my God.
Both her and her sister were in foster care for years.
Wait a minute.
But nothing was wrong with her dad. He just left town. But they had godparents.
Dad just left.
He just takes off.
They had godparents.
Right.
You're the godparent who are getting foster care.
Nobody, yeah.
That ain't right, man.
If it was between me and foster care, I think I'd take the kid.
No, absolutely.
I think I'd take the parrot. I'd take the parrot. I'd see if I
over
can handle
the kid.
Well, I mean,
what if the kid's like 15?
I love kids.
It's just a couple years, man.
You love your own kids. You don't love other people's kids.
No, you're correct.
It's not that I couldn't love a kid. It's not that.
I just think of if
that's not at all.
I take the parrot because I've already had kids, right? I might as well try something different. I'll try the parrot this time. I don't know anything about parrots. Maybe it's the coolest. Maybe I become parrot on the shoulder in the bar guy.
Wait a minute. Parrots are the big ones, though, right?
The big talking.
I would be impressed to see what your parrot says.
Well, it would already have a very advanced language before I got to know the parrot. See, that would always be the case.
But it's going to learn something new.
I just got the parrot.
Want to do a shot?
I just got the parrot.
Driver.
Fireball.
Chill Cuervo.
Well, I told you. So my buddy, his parents have that parrot. But I've told you, when you come upstairs, like I'm used to it now, but it caught me off guard. So it just goes, good morning. Right. And you're like, good morning. How are you? And you're like, I'm okay. How are you? And somebody's like, dude, he's going to keep saying that.
He knows
good morning.
He doesn't like old, know what you're saying.
Right? He just sees people.
Muy bien.
But you know me. I'm like creeping around like, yeah. I'm good. Uh-huh. How are you, bird?
Why was blank the worst person to live with? 206-421-ROCK.
Good morning.
Tell me, there's no real such thing as being a godparent.
Yeah, you're right. It's just a title.
I mean, it can be. It can be. It's never really happened. Maybe it's happened like in the 1800s. I don't know.
Yeah, back then. But if you just said the people you just pointed out, they were in foster care. But they had a godparent.
They had real parents.
Useless.
I'm taking it serious. I'm a godparent.
Are you?
Yeah.
You want me another one?
Okay. Is this your sister's child?
That's a little different. That's different. That's family,
man. How many siblings do you have?
You know what I mean?
But you have another sibling, though.
Yeah.
Sister or brother?
Sister.
She's taking the kid.
No.
Yes, she would.
No.
Yes, she would.
No.
Why?
Because I'm taking the kid.
Is that kid younger or older?
She's younger, yeah.
Your sister's younger?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let her have fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything with family, you do it. If somebody said, your cousin,
yeah.
I go, God damn it, I do not want to live with my cousin.
Like,
I don't even like him, but somehow my buddy's kid.
Yeah, you ask you ask your friend to be a godparent, you just assume the family's going to take care of the kid. So you never really put that on the family member. It's always like, hey, man, out of all my friends, you know, you're the most responsible one, I think. And
still give my kid the
I want you to be the kid's godfather. And you go, oh, thanks, man. Let's go get a beer.
Right.
And that's all you think about. But, like, God forbid you get a car crash the next day and it gets, I heard you were named the godparent.
Right.
You need to pick the kid up from school immediately.
So, Ted, do you, like, sign anything when they say, I mean,
no.
No. That's what I'll say. Like, it's Bernie and DB, right? Like, Bernie, his oldest kid, I'm his goddad, godfather.
Goddad.
So God is it just,
he says you're the godparent.
Right. I went to the
christening,
that stuff. But I specifically was like,
it's not legally binding, right?
Right. Like, and they're like, you know, Bernie's like, Jesus, Teddy, no, man.
It's not right.
He's like, I got seven sisters and brothers. Like, you're fine.
And there's nothing official about it. It's like saying you're going to go to a party and then backing out. It really is. Because you don't have to sign anything. There's no document. There's no certification. There's no proof. You just lie.
I never agreed to this.
Why the hell would he ask me? You know me, man. I'm the wrong person to be launching a kid. God almighty. Oh, but he told me personally that he asked you and you accepted. All right, well, I'm out. I'm not doing it.
Right,
I'm not doing it. Okay, look, I'm backing out.
And the scary thing is if they're like kids.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, like my buddy Joe, like his youngest son's like 16 or 17. Like, yeah, I can watch him.
Oh, that's fine. He can live there for the summer no matter what.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's cool. Whatever.
That's what I'm saying. If the kid's about 15, I'm taking the kid over the parrot. Because the parrot, ostensibly, is good. Look, the kid's going to move out. Eventually, the kid move, or I can kick him out, mm-hmm. right? And even when you kick your kids out, people give you sympathy. They immediately assume the kid did something, right?
Yeah.
Was he strung on a drug? Was he committing crime? If I said, hey, man, I opened a window, let my parrot go free, well, now I'm a monster, right?
I don't think
so. The things, I can kick the kid out, even though, in this case, the kid didn't do anything. I just don't want him in my house anymore. But I can just say that, and people give me the benefit of the doubt. Again, I open a window, let a parrot fly out, right? Because mm-hmm. he's going to be alive for another 50 years, and I'm just not feeling it. Well, no, You can throw a kid out, but don't let the parrot fly away.
You got to give the parrot a chance.
A chance to do what?
Just give it a chance. You don't
It's got to die.
You don't know.
You have to have a time limit.
The parrot might outlive you.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But that means I have to take care of it until I die.
For the rest of your life.
That is not part of my goal.
That's almost the deal when you get these parrots.
Yeah, I don't want one. Even with kids, like
that parrot will outlive your buddies who gave it all, you know what I mean?
Oh, his parents?
Yeah. Somebody's getting stuck with that goddamn thing.
Yeah, really.
Right.
But legitimately, they have to be the person. It's not like being a godparent where you can back out.
Right.
Like, you really have to take this damn parrot.
It's part of the deal.
So in other words, if someone makes you a godparent, you're less on the hook than agreeing to take their parrot.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because someone really needs to take care of
that bird. Worst case scenario, like Miles said, somebody will take care of a child.
Right. Wait.
But not anyone.
Again.
If you,
again,
but you,
we are hedging our bets that this poor child,
the child
who's alone in the world,
the child will find a home.
We all just kind of go.
There's no parent rescue.
Certainly somebody.
You need, this parent needs to have family. It needs to be in a house.
State funds don't go to parents.
When you say you're going to do this, it's not a one-off. Because if not, I'm going to find someone else, just in case something happens to me, to take care of this parrot. Because you can't just say this and not do it.
You're going to put more effort
but with
to
a godparent,
find a home
but
for your parent than your child.
But with a godparent, it's just like, Ted's right. It's like, it's just the thing. Someone else to take care of the kid. But this is for real. You need to take care of the damn parrot.
So me and my wife die. We could both just kind of say, look, somebody. Certainly
somebody will.
Who do you, I don't know. They're so, cute. They're nice.
Your friend, their friend's parents, your parents, somebody.
Yo, can I get the dog?
You can get the dog.
Right,
dude.
I'll take the cat.
Someone will
take
the dog.
I'll take Rainbow Janet Hill.
But if we had a parrot, any volunteers?
Nah, I don't know, man. I would think about it, but you have to. But look, man, you have to take
a parrot or one of my kids.
You have to take me seriously. No. We know the kids aren't coming my way. So, but the parrot.
Somebody will take
I can't
the
tell
kids.
You though.
Given
I would take the parents
the set
and then
of
not
soccer
take,
skills on your son,
and then not take the
basketball,
parent.
Soccer.
Yeah,
I'll give my son to Ted. I'll do that.
Right. Miles, you know you're taking the parrot. You love.
I will have to think about it.
Rescuing animals.
I will have to think about it, but I'm strongly considering it.
I wouldn't. I'll take your kid, man. Even if someone said would you take my kid? Some absentee, I'll take your kid. Seriously, if they said,
Mike
no,
take your kid.
Kid, you can back out of.
I'll give the kids some money. Would you take a parrot if I had a parrot? So if the parrots,
God, no. I want that freaking bird in my house, man. I don't do birds.
Our question, why was blank the worst person
just
to live
open
with?
Open the window.
That's what I'm saying.
Their wings are clipped.
They are?
Most they can walk.
They got feet, don't they?
They got little bird to open mouth.
They go for a walk, homie. I can't fly either.
You have to open the front door.
But you got to get out of this house.
Can it swim? We'll find out.
Oh, damn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.